Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Diane Ellis with Marion County Public Health, and there will also be a special appearance from the Marion County Public Health Choir at the end of the segment. Diane, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. I was trying to think if I could sing this message, but I decided that I better not. So I'm going to just give the 12 tips without singing.
Yeah, that's right. We have Christmas this weekend, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, Saturday and Sunday. And you actually have a handout for us here that you, it's called the 12 Ways to Health Holiday Song. Why don't you go ahead and let it roll, I guess.
Yeah, this came from the Center of Disease and Control. And so it was kind of funny. It was the first way to health from them was to wash your hands to be safe and healthy. But remember always when you wash your hands to sing the birthday song twice when you wash your hands. It's not just a put under the faucet, a little bit of soap and go on. It's, you know, really wash your hands. The second way to health was to bundle up for warmth. So if you're, you know, going on a trip or and any, just going from house to house, be sure that you're bundled up and your children are bundled up and they're warm, and make sure you have extra blankets in your car, maybe some snack foods if you're going to travel in case the car breaks down.
And I'm just going to, don't mean to interrupt you there, Diane, but with that too, I think it's kind of important to remember that even those short, maybe 15, 20 minute trips, it's important to make sure your children are bundled up properly, because you never know if your vehicle gets some vehicle trouble or that sort of thing, right? A deer walks across the road.
That's absolutely right, you know, and that's the second little health tip for the holidays. The third is to manage stress, and managing stress is, I just heard a little blurb today on the radio about, you know, not everybody's Christmas is perfect. There's always a little bit of, sometimes there's friction, and just try to deal. It's just a one day of the year, and, you know, try to be optimistic and stress-free and try not to overindulge with alcohol. And, you know, and I guess everybody overindulges with the food, but the alcohol would be something really important to remember. And if you do, be sure that you have a designated driver with you. Fourth way, oh, that's what the fourth way was, is don't drink and drive. Fifth way, be smoke-free. That's always one of the top health concerns, is people smoking. When you're driving, be sure you're fastening your seat belts. Be sure you've got your children in proper infant car seats, and the car seats are placed in the car properly, that, you know, they've been checked by a certified car seat safety person, which that can be done here in Knoxville. Another thing is, if you are needing some exams or screenings, you know, try to remember to get those scheduled at least after the first of the year. It's just a good time to remember those things. And along with that would be, you know, if your children need their vaccinations, be sure that they're getting their vaccinations, or be thinking, okay, you could come to an immunization clinic here at Marion County Public Health, get their shots up to date. And the ninth way is monitor the children to get their vaccinations, get exams, screenings, fasten seat belts while driving. And this is all just about making it just as safe as you possibly can for your children. And practice fire safety. I think that's one of the biggest things. Maybe on Christmas, people might be frying a turkey in the turkey fryer. There's many fires caused by those Christmas tree lights. The Christmas tree is probably getting pretty dry by now, so be sure that you're keeping an eye on that. And then the last thing is to, even if you have eaten a lot, like we probably all will, is to keep moving. You know, remember that, to keep exercising. And then, you know, at the end of each one of these things, I was supposed to say, and wash your hands very carefully.
Washing your hands, best way to keep from spreading those germs all over the place. Then you'll be coming into contact probably with a lot of family and relatives over the holidays, and they just making sure that you stay safe that way.
That's absolutely right. And I think that's one of the biggest messages that we here at Marion County Public Health try to get across to the community, is that so many of the viruses and such could be eliminated if people just practice those safe wash your hands activities.
And I guess one other thing I wanted to bring up too that wasn't quite on the 12 days there, but it's also important, is if you're having family or relatives, friends over, making sure that your prescriptions are out of reach of children. That's very important, because you may be not having any children in your house anymore, but all of a sudden you have grandchildren coming over all of a sudden. If they're in easy to reach places, they could be gotten into pretty easily.
That's a very good point. And I think even, you know, along with that is some of the prescription drugs are on the street and are being very dangerous to our teens. So I think that's a really good thing to bring up, is to put those medicines up, you know, so that small children can't reach them, but also to be putting those in places where people, you know, don't have access to them.
Just for the safety of both your small children and so your maybe the teenager can't get into them.
Exactly. That, because I know we're hearing more and more about all of the drugs that are on the street that are prescription drugs, and you know, children are getting, you know, finding those somewhere. So, and it's probably from some of the elderly caretakers that they have.
After I got done with Diane, she called back later that day and said that she had a group of singers that Nurse Judy Van Holzen had put together to actually sing the 12 Ways to Health song. You can find the full audio of the song at KNIAKRLS.com, but we'll give you a sneak peek here right now on Let's Talk Knoxville by playing the final stanza of the 12 Ways to Health.
The 12th way to health, said the public health to me. Eat well and get moving, prepare dinner safely, practice fire safety, monitor the children, get your vaccinations, get exams and screenings, fasten belts while driving. Be smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warm, and wash hands to be safe and healthy.
Thanks to Diane Ellis and the Marion County Public Health Choir, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Once again, the full 12 Ways to Health song can be found at KNIKRLS.com, as can Let's Talk Knoxville on demand by clicking on Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.